Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذكر جيران بذي سلام ما زد دم عن جرى من مقلة بدم مولاي لا يصال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبات الريح من تلقائك ظلمات أو ما ظل برق في الظلماء من إظام مولا يصال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما عينيك إن قلت كفوفا همتا وما لي قلبك إن قلت استفيق ياهيم مولاي صال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أيحسب صب أن الحب منكتم ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم مولاي صال وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلال ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعالم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وأثبت الوجد خطي عبرة وظانا مثل البهام على خديك والعلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نعم سرى طيف من أرى فأرقني والحب يعتدي ظل الذات بالألم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا لعيني في الهوى العبدي ما مني إليك ولو أنصف فلم تلومي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم عددت حالي على سري بمستتير عن الوشاة ولا دائي بمنحسن مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم إن اتهمت نصيح الشيب في عذاب والشيب أبعد في نصح من التهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن أمارتي بالسوء ما تعوت من جهلها بنادير الشيب والهرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولا أعدت من الفعل الجميل قرى ضيف ألم برأس غير محتشم لو كنت أعلم إني ما أواقره كتمت سر بدا لي منه بالكتم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على لحبيبك خير خلق كلهم من لبراد جماح من غوايتها كما يرى تجماه الخير بالنجوم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فلا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها إن الطاعة ما يقوي شهوة النهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم والنفس كطفل إن تهمله شاب على حب الرضا وإن تفتم عيا فاطم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاصرف هواها وحاذر أن تولياه إن الهوى ما تولى يصمي أو يصيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمات وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسومي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمات وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسومي كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة من حيث لم يدري أن السم في الدسام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم وأخشى الدسائس من جوع ومن شباع فربما خمصات شر من تخام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واستفرغ دمعي من عين القادم تلأت من المحارم والزم حمية الندم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وخالف النفس والشيطان وعصيهما وإنهما ما حضاك النصح فاتهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولا تطع منهما خصما ولا حكما فأنت تعرف كيد الخصم والحكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسلا بذي عقم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمرتك الخير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. Allama Busairi rahimullah says, and we start off with the Quran Sharif verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan-nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His malaika, they send salutations upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They send salawat upon Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when you tend to think, then how do you reconcile? Because another verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laysa kamithli shay. There's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Ikhlas, you read, Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Nothing equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah sends salawat, the angels, malaika send salawat, what does this mean? And Allah also gives instruction to the men that you, O humankind, O you who believe, send salawat and salam upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there, nothing like Allah. So how do we reconcile? MPP. M is for mercy. P for prayers. And P again for praises. MPP. So this is no bill or something. But this is mercy, prayer and praises. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see in the whole Quran Sharif, you will not find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I do this to encourage you. You won't find, but in this particular, take the five pillars of Islam. Allah doesn't need to do it. Allah is free from worship. Allah is to be worshipped. But He doesn't need to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King and He's the Master. So we have to worship Allah. This is why we've been created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says in Surah Dhariyat, I have not created the jinn kind and the men kind except that they worship me. This is for you to recognize Allah. This is why we've been created. And they asked the pious, what? Give us some advice, give us some nasiha. And it was said, what nasiha do you want? Your objective is, and what we've seen, many people have come, they've left the world, and they haven't tasted. وَلَمْ يَذُوقُوا أَطْيَبَ شَيْءٍ فِيهَا The people of the world, خَرَجَ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا The people of the world left the world. وَلَمْ يَذُوقُوا أَطْيَبَ شَيْءٍ فِيهَا Malik bin Dinar, rahimullah, has asked this. They left this world without tasting the beauty of this world. And they asked, what is that? He said, Ma'rifatullah, to recognize Allah. So your job title, your job description, your identity, O Ummati, is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said to you on many occasions to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the Quran Sharif mention of the birds, mention of the ants, mention of different creatures. Chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl, dedicated to the bee. This morning we spoke about it. Then you look at chapter 27, about the ant. That minute creation, Allah Azza wa Jal did not ignore it. This is the kind of details. Now when you go and you see the scientists, where do they back their knowledge to? It goes back to somebody, and it goes back to someone who mentioned this or mentioned that. That is their man-made laws. Yesterday we spoke about Nasikh and Mansukh and the abrogator. We presented to you alcohol last night in last night's. And there we said to you how things changed. How people have changed. When you go and you rewind back to 2018, they said we want a two-year plan that must unfold, and all of a sudden the Dhaka ban must be removed, and now it must come into play where people must be able to wheel and deal and do whatever they need to do with Dhaka on a, for a personal level. So if you're selling it, it's fine. But you cannot sell on a mass scale. It must be for personal usage. If you want to grow it in your backyard also, that's perfectly fine. For medical uses, we say they're allowed to sell it. But if you are caught with weed on the road, Dhaka, they say no problem. You just say it's for personal usage. Yes, if there's a major quantity then. So they had a two-year plan. It didn't work out. So when did it eventually unfold? And remember last year, 27th May, ANC, it was the first time that they did not get majority votes, ANC, majority votes. So they lost their full authority there, 27th May last year. So what happened was, the real aspect was under the carpet, in closed doors, Ramaphosa signed the bill, and he said today is unbanning any restrictions, any law that restricts weed, dacha, or hemp, whatever new name you want to call it, he said, we unleashing it now, it's fine, for a personal level. So this was strange. People found it strange. Nobody knew about it because everyone was overawed and taken aback by what's happening in the world. So there was not much focus as such at that particular time of what was unfolding at that time. So nonetheless, this bill was then passed. Now you come to this year, 2025. And just now recently, on the 7th of March, 2025, the National Department of Health, they gazetted a notice on that Friday. So it was 2 weeks back. If you go to the 7th of March, they said this with regards to the import of cannabis, manufacturing, sale of it, food products, they went back and they banned it again. They banned it again. So people are furious. DA has gone wild. They say, but how can they just do this here? Because, you know, they want an environment which is intoxicated. We must be walking around with our vapes looking like a cloud. And don't say it's vape, it's electronic. We know very well that even schools now have caught so many students with dacha in the vape. Dacha in the vape. So it just doesn't mean that you don't smell that strong dacha that it becomes fine now. It doesn't mean you change the name to hemp, it becomes fine. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly, kullu muskirin haramun. Every muskir, every intoxicator is haram. If it intoxicates you with its abundance, then its little also intoxicates you. This is it. So government now has decided that no, hemp has to now, they have to now put some pressure on it. Even as medication, as oil, you won't just be able to get it so freely anymore. Of course, where there's a will, there's a way, you say. That's your strategy. But they're putting pressure on these issues. You'll have to have like proper prescriptions for this and that. If you see, gradually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to alcohol, prepared the minds of people. We discussed this yesterday. And then came to a point, haram forever now. You know, at every given point, Umar radiallahu anhu was making dua, supplicated, and he used to make dua, Allahumma bayyin lana fil khamri, bayana shifa'in. Oh Allah, give us a clear-cut ruling with regards to alcohol. And then at each time it came down, this process to prepare the minds of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. However, when you see South Africa, you see man-made laws always trying to break away from Allah's system, the natural system. Then you find that there's many discrepancies in it. And you've seen it. We said to you, 2018, they had this plan. In a few years' time, dacha will become legal. So it wasn't legal as such like in certain other countries. If you go to Amsterdam and these places here, it wasn't as freely as that. But you can say that you, if a cop caught you with dacha in your possession and you said this is for personal use, then he'll let you go. So it brought about many flaws, and then they said, now there's too many flaws, let's change the laws again, 2025. So I said to you, 2024, 27th May, Al Jazeera has captured this. 27th May, Ramaphosa under the carpet signed this bill, nobody was aware of it. And then 2025 now, again, they say, no, we have to do something. Going forth, coming this way, that way, why don't you just submit to Allah's system? The beauty of the Quran Sharif, our constitution, the Quran Sharif. It said about Umar radiallahu anhu, kana waqafan inda al-Quran. When it was recited to Umar radiallahu anhu, the Quran, you just pause. Freeze. And today, with all that we have, with all the Quran Sharif, with all the apps and everything that we have, we are unable to understand even the respect for the Quran Sharif. We can't understand it. We've lost that much. People of the past, you take our grandfathers, they never knew, okay, one side we had, my grandfather was an alim, but the other side wasn't an alim. My nana was not an alim, but the amount of respect he gave to the masjid, the amount of respect he gave to the Quran Sharif, the amount of respect he gave to deen. When we went as a jamaat to visit him for Gush, now we knew he's going to give us, he was very straightforward, so he's going to give us his advice. But the point I want to make here is, he would go and dress up for the jamaat. Not dress, like dress decently, appropriately, put beautiful fragrance. The guests have come, and they have come to speak about Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This kind of respect he had. And then he would fragrance, he would give and spread the spray, the fragrance, spray the fragrance around in the room. So it has a nice smell. Jumu'ah, he would go early and sit in the first serve. 11 o'clock was too late. 10:30, 11 o'clock. Before 11 at least, he's in the masjid. Never knew the hadith of by heart. Never. Today, worth knowing the hadith. Today, worth knowing the Quran Sharif, chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah. We had in the COVID period people coming to ask us, youth, where is it proven in the Quran Sharif that Jumu'ah is farad and compulsory? Now, you're not going to say this, that, the other. You just say, don't you read chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah? Don't you read all of this here? When the adhan is given for Jumu'ah, then what must you do? Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Go with meaning, with purpose to Allah's remembrance. Today we're sitting in the masjid, Jumu'ah time, but our minds are this way, that way. Allah grant me first the ability and the tawfiq to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Sharif, if you see, Allama Busairi rahimullah, he says with regards to its eloquence, with regards to its eloquence, raddat balaghatuha da'wa mu'aridiha, its eloquence refuted the accusations of its objectors. Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, he heard the verses of Suratul Haqqah. Wama adraka mal haqqah. So if you see the surah, the verses we're speaking of, its eloquence. The eloquence of Suratul Haqqah. It's beautiful. Every surah, it's got its own definition in its own way. Allah's style, Allah's system. Allah knows, when you say Allah's system, when you say Allah's way, where do you know? What do you know? You don't. When you say one letter, you will be rewarded 10 times. Man qara harfan min kitabillah. You know the famous hadith. One letter, 10 rewards. But we say, what's the currency for 10 rewards? You can't understand that. What currency? What value do you attach to those rewards? That is Allah. He rewards. And those rewards we'll only know afterwards, when He shows us the value of each reward. Then you will wish, could I not just come back? Could I not just recite? Could I not just do this? Could I not just do? Then it will be too late by then. It will be extremely late by then. So in this particular surah, Suratul Haqqah, it starts off first verse. Al-Haqqah. Mal-Haqqah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ. Now, Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah, if you see, he says, with regards to this year, The Quran Sharif لم تقترن بزمان وهي تخبرنا. It's not connected with any period of time while it informs us. عن المعادي عن المعادي وعن عادي وعن إرمي. About the year after as well as of Ad and Iram. عن المعادي وعن عادي وعن إرمي. He says this. About the year after as well as of Ad and Iram in all of this year. So, if you see in this verse of Surah Al-Haqqah, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ. Thamud and Ad had denied the shocking event. The shocking event. Al-Haqqah. This is, do you know? The imminent happening is, this is Al-Haqqah. The imminent happening. What is it? Do you know? What will make you know what is the imminent happening? Thamud and Ad, they had denied. Thamud and Ad, they had denied the shocking event. So eloquence. رَدَّتْ بَلَاغَتُهَا دَعْوَى مُعَارِضِهَا الْحَاقَّةِ مَالْحَاقَّةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحَاقَّةِ كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ. You can hear. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. As for Thamud, they were destroyed by that which exceeded all limits. Allah is informing us. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. And as for Ad, they were destroyed by a violent windstorm. One wind Allah sends. Winds, in certain verses, screams. Certain time, one wind. For Ad and Thamud, and with regards to this year, when you see in Surah Al-Haqqah, with regards to Ad, this wind, how long was it?
سخرها عليهم سبع ليال وثمانية أيام حسوما فترى القوم فيها صرعا كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية.
Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 consecutive days. You could not see them thrown on the ground as if they were trunks of hollow. You could see them. فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. You could see them. You could see them thrown on the ground. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. As if they were trunks of hollow palm trees. This is how Allah destroyed Ad and Thamud. That is why Mufti A.K. Saab makes the dua. Allahumma ahlik ahla sa'ud kama ahlakta aada wa thamud. Allahumma ahlik ala sa'ud kama ahlakta aada wa thamud. Allah asks this question, coming back to this year, Surah Al-Haqqah. Fahal tara lahum min baqiyah. So do you see any remnant of them? Do you see?
وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ بِالْخَاطِئَةِ.
And Fir'aun, Pharaoh, and those before him, and the overthrown towns came up with evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to you how he dealt with the people of the past.
فَعَصَوْا رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ.
And they disobeyed the messenger of their sustainer.
فَأَخَذَهُمْ أَخْذَةَ الرَّابِيَةِ.
So he seized them with an extremely severe seizure. This is how Allah dealt with them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to you about Nuh alayhi salam. But the point that we want to get to here is Umar radiallahu anhu. So we know the incident of Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, and how he came into Islam with his sister, telling him, you better go wash before you touch it. She was able to collect a hiding, but you could not touch the Quran Sharif. You can't touch these words. You must first go wash. First go, then you touch. Today we look for excuses. And what don't we present?
just to because of mere sheer laziness, that's why. So Umar radiallahu anhu, when he heard, this was his first inclination to Islam, when he heard Suratul Haqqa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading Suratul Haqqa. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading Suratul Haqqa. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned that this must be some poetry. This must be some poetry. This can't be. This is amazing words. So as he was reading, he comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam read the verses here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reading, it's going through Umar radiallahu anhu's mind that this must be some words put together. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam reads Suratul Haqqa, we still at verse 40. Innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. It is surely the speech of a noble messenger. It is surely the speech of a noble messenger. Then it goes through Umar radiallahu anhu's mind. Perhaps this is some poet's speech. Then verse 41, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is just reading. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. And it is not a speech of a poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. But little do you believe. Then, and we end off with this, Umar radiallahu anhu is going through his mind at that time, perhaps it's some speech of a soothsayer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads verse 42, وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. No, it is the speech of a soothsayer. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Then verse 43, this year is a revelation from the sustainer of the worlds. تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it carries on, the verses carry on, but we're going to stop here. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, ulama say this was the first when he was so affected, and this words of the Quran Sharif had a major impact on his heart. Like this so many times, I mentioned to you at Genesis, when we had the giving birth, when we were there and assisting and everything, then we are playing Surah Maryam. This is what you do for your spouse. You play Surah Maryam, and this gives much solace. A Jewish nurse there heard Surah Maryam, and she said, but this year is something else. What is this? So we said, it's the Quran Sharif, my wife said. And it was requested that it is sent to her. It was sent to her. After a few months, she messaged back to my family. And she said, can I please have that again? It was removed from my phone. Can I just have it again? So we sent it again. And there, look, a Jew. The Quran Sharif. What's happened to me and you? Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.